The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Going from that to the opposite end of the spectrum, a celebrity story, celebrity relationship.
So we like a good celebrity story on
involving it's not sordid because they're the Wiggles, but it's certainly a complicated world of the Wiggles.
It's so incestuous, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't want to say. I wasn't sure if I could say that word, but it is.
Introverted. Over at Wiggles HQ, they're all at it with each other by the looks of it. So you've got Emma and Lockie, of course, were the couple of the moment a few years ago.
Yellow Wiggle and Purple Wiggle.
They were together. So Emma's the first. For those that are new to the party, this is a. Emma was the first female Wiggle to join the troupe, and she was the yellow Wiggle, and she's got off with Lockie, who's the purple Wiggle. Yeah. And it's all very beautiful.
Did they get married?
They got married. They had this stunning ceremony.
Sell the pictures to Women's Day or something?
Yep, the pictures were absolutely stunning, all Scottish themed over in the Highlands in New South Wales. It was stunning. And they had this fairy tale romance. Obviously, they spend a lot of time on the road together. You know, expected that they're not going to meet many other people. So it's lovely, and they had this beautiful romance. And then they had this shock horror divorce a few years back, and it surprised everybody. And we're all very devastated to hear that had happened. And now, next minute, we hear that Lockie has moved on with a ballerina. So the ballerina from the Wiggles, they have little guests that come in. So she was one
of the... Like Captain Feathersword.
Yeah, so
he's still single.
Yeah, well, you're the dinosaur.
I don't actually know that. He's probably married with a whole bunch of kids, but...
Well, so the ballerina has ended up with him, and they've got together and got this beautiful romance again, and they've got engaged, and they've got twins. And Emma has, meanwhile, been through a horror show. She's had endometriosis. She's spoken about that quite openly. And she's had to watch her ex-partner move on. Well, being on this show with him, and it's pretty intense. Tough. They go on the road together. They do the TV show. They do the songs. They're everywhere together.
They wake up Jeff together.
Is
that still a thing in the Wiggles?
So they're together all the time. And so it must have been very hard for her. Well, now she's since ended up with the banjo player from the Wiggles.
Wow.
So, of course, it's all very much in-house, isn't it?
So her ex, Lockie, is dating a Wiggle performer, one of their guest performers.
Yep.
And now Emma is engaged to
a band
member from the Wiggles.
Yeah.
Like, can't they meet people outside of their work?
But it doesn't look like it. I doubt they get much time outside of work, to be honest.
It's like
the Big Brother house.
Can you imagine in office places and workplaces around Western Australia, you know, you're dating someone from work, which is very common, and then you break up, and then you start dating someone else in that same workplace? Like, that is a recipe for disaster.
I tell you what, the HR department must be going great guns. So, yeah, she's engaged, which is wonderful, lovely news.
And did you see what Lockie the Purple Wiggle messaged her?
Love you guys.
And he used purple emoji hearts, which is like his official, obviously, it's his calling card.
Oh, it's so cringe, isn't it?
It is pretty cringy. But still, I like Emma. I think she's great, and I wish her certainly all the best.
But they do all seem like genuinely nice people. Yeah. They all seem to get on really well.
They must, which is the only reason why I think this is even possible. Like, there are rock bands that, you know, would have broken up 100 times over less.
It's like the royal family, isn't it? Wiggles before all else.
Yeah, yeah, you
know, always protect the Wiggleness.
I'm looking forward to the Oprah tell-all interview in the future. Well, thanks, Nat. We'll see you in the West Live tomorrow.
Thank you, Ben.